Professor Zinn, as you know, after the invasion of Iraq, polls showed that up to 60% of the American people fully believed that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11 and believed that he was closely associated with Al-Qaeda. Even after President Bush, when he was finally put in a corner, admitted there was no connection, polls showed that still 30% of American people believe that. Now, American people aren't stupid. My opinion, and this is a question to you, is the American corporate media at fault here?
Well, there's no question that you're right. No, I agree with you. The American people are not stupid, but they can be misinformed. And they have been misinformed consistently by the corporate media. Fox Television, CNN, the major newspapers, the major television stations, and the Washington Post, which is a major newspaper, which is supposed to be liberal, admitted some time ago that it had given the American people false information about weapons of mass destruction, that it had gone along and simply conveyed the administration's misinformation about that to the American public. So, no, I agree with you very much that the reason so much of the American public still believes facts which have turned out to be false is because they have had a very bad education by the media. They certainly have had a very bad education in the history of this country, and certainly a bad education about what is going on in the world. We need to look for alternative media. I applaud programs like this, which give us viewpoints that you will not get on NBC or CBS. I applaud Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! and David Bassamian's Alternative Radio and Pacifica, and all those attempts to bring information to the public which it does not get from the corporate media.
We have one last call. Camdenton, Missouri, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. So according to you, in the last 60 years or so, there's a vast conspiracy among all of our legislature, our government, that we're going to do everything wrong and we're going to do everything we can to diminish the United States and everything we do. We don't have a government in Vietnam. We don't have a government in Germany, etc. We help these people. And George Bush, in the last 4 years, has not ruined education and health care and whatever. There is no vast conspiracy to ruin the United States. Are you a communist?
There are two questions there. The second one. No, I'm not a communist. I remember the Communist Party and so on. I thought that was a question that left us a long time ago. I believe in a kind of socialism. I believe in democratic socialism. And I believe that resources of society should be more equally distributed among people. And everybody's entitled to certain basic things. And, you know, you can call that whatever you like, but, I think that would be a good society. I believe in a peaceful world. I don't believe in war. The American people are not stupid, but they can be misinformed. And they have been misinformed consistently by the corporate media. The American people are not stupid, but they can be misinformed. And they have been misinformed consistently by the corporate media.